This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back. Show sponsored by, as always, Tangible Investments. Main title sponsor of the show in the Tangible Investment Studio. I tell you that at the top of each of the first 2 hours. Tangible Investments has been around for 30 years. You don't deal with a bunch of salesmen. You don't deal with a secretary. You deal with the big shot at the company who agrees to get on the call for every single listener of War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And that's a very important thing. You're dealing with classy people, you're dealing with professionals, and you're dealing with a company whose main product has beaten the Dow by 3-to-1 margin since 1970. Talk about a long period of time that gives you faith and in the credibility of the company and the credibility of the product. First 100 callers will get absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin. It's big, it's beautiful, it's brassy, it's bold. And you get it automatically by calling 800-780-9000 and being among the first 100 callers. So you got to get in the call now, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. The phone number is 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. I started out by, you know, going into a long tirade about Trump and Mueller and the investigation and the raid on Michael Cohen, the most outrageous, in my opinion, violation of justice in the history of the American legal system. I cannot believe that you can break the almost priest-like bond of attorney-client privilege. It's sickening, and it will ruin the entire justice system and leave us all powerless against bureaucrats and against people whose goal in life is to destroy us all, you know? It really is a terrible thing. As an example, here was a note from one of my listeners who I respect a lot, Larry. He said, "War, it's dead. Attorney-client privilege is dead. Every lawyer in this country should be conferring, working their legislatures, threatened with holding future campaign contributions and raising holy hell. A lawyer's future business could be all but dead. What tenet of law for your defense will be ignored or trampled on next? You now have no underlined, capitalized, no protection against crooked, unethical, unconstitutional government action against you. There is no, Larry, great line by Larry, great article by Larry, but the real point is that there is nothing stopping government from raiding everyone's lawyer. Doesn't everybody have conversations with their lawyer about, here's what I did, how do we make this right, how do we get out of trouble, how do I not go to jail, or how do I not get fined, how do I keep my business? How are you not free to talk to your lawyer about those things? This insanity. If they can now go and speak to your lawyer or raid your lawyer's office and get your exact words, there's no point in having a lawyer anymore. That the whole thing is outrageous. And by the way, most people don't even realize that the government has weaponized your own accountant. Did you know that? They've done the same thing with accountants. Basically, the government used to be the enemy of an accountant, and the accountant was on your side, and everything you told the accountant was like a priest. And there's all kinds of new laws out there that turn the accountant into a snitch against his own client. The accountant could go to jail for tax evasion for helping a client. Well, that wasn't the case in years past. There's also a law now that says if you owe $50,000 or more to the IRS, you can't leave the country. Well, what if your business that allows you to pay the money back is that you travel to London, you travel to Paris, you travel to Sydney, Australia, you travel to Brazil, you travel to Mexico or Canada, you do business, you make a $1 million deal, you could pay the government the $100,000 you owe them, but they won't let you leave. become? They've turned the accountants into snitches. They've turned the lawyers to snitches. And they've stopped you from leaving the country if you owe one dime to the IRS, even if it's disputed. Who says you really owe it? They say. The government can say anything they want. It's just like I've always said. We can't ban guns, but we should keep guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. I've always said that. But in reality, you can't pass that law. Because if you pass that law, the government will say, Wayne Root hates Barack Obama. He must be a racist. Wayne Root practices hate speech every day on the radio. We've got to take his guns away. We believe he's incompetent. We believe he's mentally ill. We believe he's a racist. Whatever the term is they'll use it against you for your political speech, and they'll declare you mentally ill or mentally incompetent, unable to have a gun, or should not have a gun because he's dangerous. You can't trust government. Cannot trust government. Ever, 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 ever. And if you do, you're a fool. And here's a great example of why you can't trust government. This is the headline in the Las Vegas newspaper today. Everyone outside the country should know about this. A judge accused the Metropolitan Police Department, this is the Las Vegas MPD, Metropolitan Police Department, of gamesmanship Tuesday before denying another request from the police to delay the release of 9/11 calls and body camera footage from the Route 91 Harvest Festival massacre. I'm very frustrated, the judge says, because I think the gamesmanship is going on here. It's District Judge Stephanie Miley. It's now months since the shooting occurred, and it's still the same. Delay, delay, delay. If one technique to delay doesn't work, then you switch to another one. That's very concerning for the court. In March, District Judge Richard Scotty ruled that Vegas Metro Police were obligated to immediately begin handing over recordings from the October 1 shooting to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that's my newspaper, and other media organizations suing for their release. Scotty said records could be made public gradually as they're processed and gave Metro 6 months to complete the task. He also ruled the department could not charge journalists hundreds of thousands of dollars for the production of those records. Metro then had two options, Miley said. The department could have asked Scotty reconsider, or could have filed an appeal with the Nevada Supreme Court. The department decided to pursue the former option, but asked for a new judge. The case was transferred to Miley's courtroom. On Tuesday, Metro's attorneys asked to withdraw their motion for reconsideration and instead move forward with an appeal to the Supreme Court. All you've done is prolong the proceedings even further than it should have been, and that's what's very concerning to me. It seems like a game. Miley ultimately denied Metro's motion for reconsideration. The judge also denied Metro's subsequent request to keep the body camera footage and 9/11 calls in limbo until police can seek relief from the state's high court. What are you afraid of? What is the Las Vegas police afraid of? I've called this from day one. This is such a massive conspiracy scandal cover-up. It is unbelievable. What are you afraid of? What don't you want us to know? Aren't we paying your salaries? I don't like when people pull that, okay? I'm not one of those people, if a cop pulls me over my whole life, I've never said, oh, you're a government employee, I pay your salary. No, if I was speeding or I did something wrong, I did something wrong. And you deserve your salary. I don't pull that nonsense. But it really is true, we pay your salaries. And we pay for Joe Lombardo, the sheriff's salaries. And we pay for the court salaries and the judge who's making this ruling. And you have no right to withhold any of this from the Las Vegas people, the American people, everybody has a right to know. We pay your salaries. Without us, there is no police. You don't have a salary. You don't have a budget. You have nothing. You have no right to hide things from the public. The decision means Metro is again obligated to immediately begin producing the records unless the High Court grants an emergency stay. Why would you need an emergency stay? And why would the Supreme Court grant an emergency stay? Additional appeals would be an additional waste of taxpayer resources, said Review Journal executive editor Glenn Cook. Glenn's a friend of mine. The department should begin releasing the records at once. Glenn is my boss, for all intents and purposes. Miley said two factors weighed heavily in her decision, Metro's stalling, Metro's failure to cite specific laws that make the recordings confidential. Earlier this year, the autopsy reports of all the people killed, as well as FBI Metro search warrant records, were released only after Review Journal and other media organizations filed separate lawsuits. You can't get any information about the Vegas massacre without lawsuits. And if that doesn't make you suspicious, if that doesn't make you negative towards government, I got news for you. Then you don't know what you're talking about. Now, I want to get to this position, Facebook, this issue. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg have been in front of Congress, and this article really caught my interest because Facebook has absolutely shadow banned me. Absolutely. And so has Twitter. Facebook has dozens of former Obama and Hillary staffers in key senior positions. If you've ever wondered if censorship of conservatives and libertarians will ever end, here's more evidence. It's only the beginning. Investigative journalists uncovered the ugly truth that Facebook employees at senior levels are dozens of former Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton staffers. Zuckerberg notably failed to mention the recent revelations about the Obama 2012 campaign's exploitation of the platform's weak pre-2014 data protections to harvest masses of data from the non-consenting users, meaning everyone on Facebook, whether they knew it or not, whether they approved it or not, their information was given to the Obama campaign in 2012. But when looking deeper at the number of former Obama staffers and former Hillary staffers in senior positions, it becomes a lot easier to see the why behind the obvious and glaring question. It isn't a secret that Facebook has been censoring anyone with a non-left political ideology, even Diamond and Silk, and even Wayne Allyn Root. By the admission of Barack Obama's former media analytics director, Carol Davidson, the former president hoovered up more data without users' consent in 2012, when Facebook's data policies were far more vulnerable to exploitation than they were in 2016. So people made a big deal, liberals, of Facebook giving information to Trump, but nobody mentioned that they gave everything they had because they had no real serious controls, protection, or breaks in place in 2012 to Obama. Davidson also clearly admitted on Twitter that representatives from Facebook visited Obama's campaign team. Facebook told them they were allowed to get away with it because they were on their side. In total, Breitbart was able to find 45 employees who had previously worked for or volunteered with the Hillary campaigns, the Obama campaigns, or the Obama White House, and are now employed by Facebook, Facebook-owned companies, or the Zuckerberg Initiative. This doesn't include Facebook employees who do not have LinkedIn accounts or neglected to mention past experience. Guess what? Everybody at Facebook is a liberal, and they're all out to censor you and change election results. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. Disgusting. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out
out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Breaking news, which we're going to discuss in the next segment because we've got a guest coming on, Christina Layla from the Gateway Pundit. But the breaking news is Devin Nunes receives unredacted electronic communication document from the DOJ after threatening to hold Rosenstein in contempt. Fox News' Catherine Herridge reported this evening that House Intel Chairman Devin Nunes received access to the requested two-page unredacted document from the DOJ after threatening to hold Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, the FBI director, in contempt if they didn't produce the document by midnight tonight after missing the April 5th deadline. The document, known as electronic communication, is what launched the investigation into the Trump-Russia collusion probe. Nunes told Sarah Carter the electronic communication is a central piece of information necessary to their ongoing investigation into the FBI and related matters. I can imagine what a smoking gun this must be. And so we've got them on the run. I'm telling you right now, we've got them on the run. Let's grab a call. We've got Mike on line two from Reno, our Reno affiliate. Hey, Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. Good news there. Wayne, I have to disagree with you. You want the L.A. shooting, you want the public to know, but you want to protect lawyer-client privilege. In other words, if the client is guilty and he kills so-and-so, you want that covered up. And priest-parishioner, if the parishioner is guilty, you want the probably homosexual priest to cover it up.
I want a lawyer to never, ever disclose anything he's told by his own client. Ever, ever, ever. And I don't care if he's a drug trafficker. I don't care if he's a murderer. I don't care what he is. If you break attorney-client privilege, you have ruined the entire United States legal system. I could tell my attorney anything I want. I could explain about 30 people I buried in the backyard. That attorney can never turn me in, or America doesn't work anymore, Mike. That is the way it goes. And I'm a law and order Republican, and I'm telling you, there's nothing more sacrosanct than attorney-client privilege. You know the things I've told my attorney? What world do you guys all live in? I'm a businessman. You don't think I tell my attorney all my most private secrets? And it's none of anyone's business what I tell my attorney, and the government can never go near his office and break into a safe and put a gun to his head and terrorize his wife and demand everything from Wayne Root and turn him into a snitch on me. Screw the United States government. Screw Robert Mueller. Screw Andrew Wiseman. Screw all the men in the government who think they're more powerful than the law and the United States Constitution, because they are not. We all need protection from evil people in government. And if you think that you can break into my room and put my lawyer at gunpoint, then I guess what? That's Hitler. That is Stalin. That is the Gulag. That is the East German Stasi. And I've had it. You're wrong, Mike. That you cannot run a legal system where what I tell my lawyer can become public knowledge and the lawyer himself can be arrested and used to snitch against me. Cannot allow that to happen in the United States of America.
Wayne, can I say something? Wayne.
Yeah.
A search and seizure is different than privilege. That's the Fourth Amendment. There's nothing in the Constitution about priest, parishioner, privilege, or lawyer client. You're mixed up. Wayne,
I'm not mixed up about anything. Ask the greatest legal minds in America. Wayne. Almost all of them will tell you that you cannot ever get rid of attorney-client privilege. Rand Paul has a rant out about it now.
Why?
You can't allow it.
It protects the criminal. Do you know how many clients are guilty and the lawyers try to get them off the hook?
That's a lawyer's job.
System like that?
That's a lawyer's job. You can't give a new weapon to the government. None of us is ever safe in court again. No, governments are evil. No, if there's anything worse than lawyers, I'm no fan of lawyers. The most evil thing in the world is government and government bureaucrats. You cannot give the power to government to destroy people's lives. You mean the Bundy's lawyers? It wasn't bad enough that they spent their life savings. They're all broke. They almost lost everything they had in the world, and they almost went to jail for life. And the government was evil and tried to lie and cover up. They should have also raided the Bundy's lawyer's office and found out confidential conversations, privileged between the Bundys and their lawyer?
Wait, let me ask you a question. Do you know what exculpatory evidence that a prosecutor has to disclose?
And they never do, because they're all liars. The entire government is filled with liars. By the way, you know what the difference is, Mike, between a lawyer and a liar? Spelling. That's it. That's their job. The prosecutor's job is to ignore the law and be a liar and get you convicted whether you did it or not. And the lawyer's job is to ignore the law and get you innocent whether you did it or not. They don't care if you're a murderer. Everyone knows what lawyers do. And that's the way the system works, and that's just fine. Prosecutors should put you away. Lawyers should try his best and give everything he's got to find you innocent. And when you give the prosecutor the right to raid the lawyer, forget it. America and the legal system and the justice system has no justice and does not work anymore. Nope. When I walk in my lawyer's office, I could tell him anything. Yeah, I could tell him about cheating on my wife. I could tell him about murdering someone. I could tell him about robbing. I could tell him about cheating on the IRS. My lawyer has no right to ever use that against me, and the government has no right to use the lawyer and try and destroy him to then testify against me. That is the end of America, folks. End of America. Ask any businessman in this country whether you could share your most important information with a lawyer. And everyone's worried now. You don't have no idea. Republicans, Democrats, everybody is scared to death. The government has become way too powerful. Way. How much time left, Mike? Chris? Oh, we're going out right now. Wayne Allyn, Worn Out. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Syrian and Russian authorities prevented independent investigators from going to the scene of a suspected chemical attack, the head of the chemical watchdog group said today. The U.S. and France say they have evidence that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's military was behind the attack. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if there are any policy changes regarding Syria.
Again, our policy hasn't changed. We're still committed to defeating ISIS. We want to see that happen. The president also wants the people in the region, our Gulf partners, to step up and do more, and he wants them to take on some of the financial responsibility.
California has rejected the federal government's initial plan to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border because the work is considered too closely tied to immigration enforcement. That's according to two U.S. officials. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices. The true patriots understand that America stands for liberty.
All right,
and
Wayne
Allyn
Report now. Welcome back.
Standing to the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the first. At checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
And they'll replace any pizza when you walk out of the store. So can you imagine if they think it's that important to spend millions of dollars on national TV for commercials advertising pizza insurance? You think maybe you want to have survival insurance in case something really bad happens? You know, like a war starts with Syria tomorrow morning. That's why gold is going through the roof. The whole world believes we're going to start a war with Syria tomorrow morning, Syria and Russia tomorrow morning. So it's not the worry about the war about Syria. The worry is because it's a war with Russia. And so there's all, you know, North Korea until now has been the big worry. Now it's a whole different worry, a whole different level of worry. And so everyone needs to prepare. And I use My Patriot Supply. They've helped millions prepare. This week, they've got 72-hour emergency food supply for $17.76 each plus free shipping. Take action now, 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540. The food lasts 25 years in storage and order several food kits now so you know your whole family is safe if and when, God forbid, disaster strikes. 888-524-6540 or go online to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. All right, we've got our guest here. let me grab my sheet because I've got so many sheets in front of me. It's buried beneath hundreds of other sheets, but we've got Christina Lehla here. Here it is. Christina Lehla, the assistant editor of the Gateway Pundit. And there's so much to talk about, including breaking news that just came across the wires moments ago about Devin Nunes and the documents he requested, almost at the most incredible threat level ever in order to get them. So, Christina, welcome to the show.
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us what has just come across the wires, big news involving Devin Nunes and the FISA warrant investigation.
Excellent. So it's never a dull moment when you're in this business. And I just saw breaking news. Chairman Nunes received access to the electronic communication document. It's a two-page document that he was basically threatening Rosenstein with. He's threatening to hold him in contempt. And Christopher Wray, contempt and impeachment, if he did not receive, it's basically telling us why and how this entire Russia probe began in the first place. So it's a very important document. He's been trying to get his hands on it for months. They've been hiding it for a reason because they're afraid we're going to find out the truth. So Nunes released the statement. It was a pretty vague statement, but he sounded like he was satisfied with what he received. It appears that there are two redactions on the document, and he said that he was given access to a version of the document. We're not sure exactly what that means. I'm still waiting for him to go in more depth, but this is what we're getting right now. The story is still developing.
All right. I thought actually he had gotten something that was unredacted. I thought actually I'm looking at it. Breaking news. Nunez receives unredacted electronic communication documents from the DOJ. So where did you see it as two redactions? I thought it has no redactions.
Well, according to Fox News, there were two really tiny redactions, but the entire document, for the most part, is completely unredacted. And it sounds like Nunez is satisfied with what was given to him. He said that... according to Nunez, he says, we were finally given access to the version of the EC that contained the information necessary to advance the committee's ongoing investigation. So he sounds like it's satisfactory.
All right. And the deal is that he had to literally threaten the whole Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress if they refused to hand over the requested documents. That's what it took to force them
exactly.
to simply do what the law says they have to do. And that's the problem with America today. It really is a tragic problem. Christina, by the way, you probably don't know, but I had my own run-in with the IRS. It was a terrible run-in. And the IRS tried to destroy me under Obama. And when it was all over... When it was all over, Judicial Watch took my case. And so they went to the IRS and they said, under the Freedom of Information Act, you have 30 days to send us all of Wayne Root's IRS files, and you can't wiggle out of it. The law says you have to send it. We've requested it under Freedom of Information Act, and you have to send it. And they fought us for 16 straight months before they finally were threatened with a subpoena and going to court, and then they handed over my files. So it always seems like to get government to comply with the law, you know, the one they expect us to comply with,
right.
in order to get them to comply with the law, you've got to threaten them at the highest levels with going to prison, and then they're willing to do it. Other than that, they won't comply with the law, and then they expect us to comply with the law. Why should we? Why should anyone comply with the law anymore when the government doesn't comply with the law? Amazing.
Right. They think they're above the law.
They do. They do. Speaking of above the law, Paul Ryan, House Speaker, announces retirement from Congress, and you know what I say about that. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Right.
I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan, I think you can guess. But Paul did announce retirement today. Any insights as to what his retirement's about?
No, he said a few times that he didn't even seek his position anyways. I think he was just going through the motions. He then later released a statement saying that he's not going to run for president because people were speculating. Maybe he's gearing up to run maybe in 2020 or 2024, so...
Good. Running for president against Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Good luck. Him and Jeff Flake should run together, and the two of them together won't equal 1% of the vote. Now, maybe they can run with John Kasich, so the three of them will each get 0.0001% of the vote. These guys are just, their egos, Christina, are just out of control, and they don't realize nobody likes them. Donald Trump has all 63 million Trump people on his side. No one gives a crap about Paul Ryan or John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or Jeff Flake or John Kasich. It's a joke. Or Jeb Bush. It really is silly that these guys don't understand. Their egos are so big, they can't see that Donald Trump is the winner and they're the biggest loser. Amazing.
Right. He's worked against the president. Even before he was elected, he was caught on a hot mic. Or not a hot mic, but it was a released audio that Breitbart broke the story where he just said in a conference call to the House members that he's never going to support Trump. Not now and not in the future. And that's exactly what he's done. He's obstructed the MAGA agenda and he's never supported Trump. So, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. Other big news stories. Zuckerberg is certainly a big news story and because he's done damage to almost every conservative and almost every conservative website, and you are one of them. And I am, too, by the way. My Facebook page is just nothing ever happens anymore. There's just no growth of any kind. They're shadow banning me. There's no question. And they've really done damage to Gateway Pundit as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The Gateway Pundit, we've seen our traffic dwindle down. I mean, our numbers are on Facebook are down to just almost zero. They've stifled us. They're stifling Breitbart, Diamond and Silk, very popular black women who are Trump supporters. They even stumped Trump on the campaign trail. They've been to the White House. They have very clean humor. They're very funny women, and people love them. Their entire Facebook page of over 1.2 million followers was basically shut down. They still have their page, but they were wondering why their reach has dwindled to almost nothing. And they were told by Facebook that they're unsafe for the community. And so, of course, there was a huge uproar, and House and Senate members were grilling Zuckerberg and asking him, what exactly makes these women unsafe for the community. They're just two funny women. They don't even use profanity. They don't threaten anyone. And Zuckerberg comes back with some weird statement claiming that, oh, it was just an enforcement error.
Yeah. Right? Well, how do you explain that everybody else has gotten screwed, too? How do you explain every conservative has gotten screwed? Yeah. It's no enforcement error.
They can make some changes because these algorithms are targeting conservatives only.
Now, we have proof that Zuckerberg lied, and I guess it's on your site right now, thegatewaypundit.com. 10 charts to show how Facebook is censoring conservative publishers. So what do these charts show exactly, Christina Layla?
Right. So my editor-in-chief, Jim Hoff, unrolled a thread last night on Twitter, and he tweeted out 10 different charts. And he showed, the worst hit was young conservatives, where they were getting millions of hits a day on Facebook, and now they are literally at zero. They have been completely shut down. For what reason? Just because they're conservative.
Wow.
Alan West has been shut down, 100% set up. These are all organic Trump-supporting sites. And it's pretty shocking to see in these charts to see that what happens when you're a Trump supporter on Facebook. And people need to realize that Facebook is responsible for 25% of referral traffic online. So between Google and Facebook, they have 95% of the referral traffic, monopoly over it. They are like basically a de facto internet. When you have that much control over data, search engines, and referral traffic, you control the entire internet. So something needs to be done to stop this.
Very scary stuff. Very scary.
It is.
Let's bounce around a little bit because we have a couple of other headlines I want to get to. Louis Gohmert, one of my favorite congressmen, says Robert Mueller needs to be fired for helping Clinton Foundation make $145 million in the Uranium One deal. So it's not just that Mueller is ignoring the Uranium One deal that I think was treason and the sale of the Secretary of State's office. He was the guy involved in helping Hillary do the deal.
Right. I was jumping up and down when I was watching this interview with Louis Gohmert because he is actually saying what normal, ordinary Americans like you and I say all the time.
That's why he's one of my favorite congressmen. He's a great conservative, and we need more like him. Look, my hope is that it's not a terrible blow that Paul Ryan's retiring. I think we've got to fill all these seats with real conservatives. I don't need establishment Republicans because they're not Republicans. They're rhinos.
Right.
We got to elect good ones. The ones that are in are so bad, they're no different than Democrats.
Right.
All right, Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit, a great site, one of my favorite sites in the world. I go there every day when I wake up in the morning, first place I look. Thank you, Christina, thegatewaypundit.com. We'll be right back.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
War now!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Right way down the road, War Now. Let's hear real quick from Paul Ryan. It's clip number 4, and he's talking about leaving the speakership and retiring from Congress with no regrets. Paul Ryan, clip 4.
I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future. I want to be clear, I'm not done yet. I intend to run through the tape to finish the year. Some of you wonder why I can't just do the normal politician thing, and which is to run and then retire after the election. That is what I'm told is the politically shrewd thing to do. I consider that. But just as my conscience is what got me to take this job in the first place, my conscience could not handle going off that way. I pledged to serve the people of Wisconsin, the first district, honorably. And in order to serve the people in my district honorably, I have to serve them honestly. And for me to ask them to vote to reelect me, knowing that I wasn't going to stay, is not being honest. So I simply cannot do that. So that's why I'm announcing this today.
That is a boring guy. You know, he's like a mayonnaise on white bread sandwich. My God, could you be more boring, Paul Ryan? Nobody's gotten the point. I swear to God, the Republican Party has still not gotten the point. We need candidates that are all like Donald Trump, entertainers and showmen and interesting people with a little bit of energy and a pulse. This guy is so boring. He's the reason we lose elections. Boring people like him who have boring views on issues right down the middle. You know what's in the middle of the road? Roadkill. He's got all his views are right in the middle. Boring dude from Wisconsin. Jeez. Can't have any flavor. Can't have any real strong opinions on anything. I'd like some corporate tax cuts. I mean, what a boring guy. That's the best he delivered in his entire career. He shepherded through some corporate tax cuts. Wow. Thanks a lot. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group, speaking of tax cuts. When the IRS is after you, let me tell you something, that's a tax raise. You're in big trouble, unless you've got Sam Landis on your side. The IRS came after me twice, and I beat him both times, didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if they have an IRS problem. You get a free confidential conversation or consultation, and it's a tax attorney. So theoretically, you're protected by attorney-client privilege. Theoretically, I say, because I'm not sure if attorney-client privilege even exists anymore, if the government wants to get you. See, that's what Mike from Reno didn't understand. He just doesn't get it. I understand if it was fairly applied, maybe there would be some... a little feeling by me like, all right, maybe this one time. This isn't fairly applied. This is a witch hunt against Donald Trump. Nobody elected him president with any care who he screwed 10 years ago, a porn star, or Karen McDougal, a Playboy playmate, or what he said on Access Hollywood. As a matter of fact, we heard the Access Hollywood tape, the locker room tape, and guess what? We all voted for him anyway. We didn't care. How could you allow a special prosecutor to pry into the sex life of a guy 10 years ago? This is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. And then to top it off, you go raid his lawyer's office to find out about that sex life. Are you kidding me? His lawyer? You're supposed to have attorney-client privilege. I'm just amazed how liberals are so selective. If they hate Donald Trump, then it's okay. See, this was the argument I made under Obama. Time and time again under Obama, I said the rule of law doesn't exist. And if only liberals understood that if you allow this to stand, then when Republicans get in, we're going to do it to you. If you allow Obama to use the IRS to destroy people's lives, then when Republicans get in, I'm going to recommend Trump use the IRS to destroy all of your lives. But being that I'm a guy who believes in the rule of law, I don't think it should happen under either person. We're not supposed to use the IRS as a weaponized, destructive force and an intimidation mafia device. That's not the way we're supposed to use it in the United States of America. But if you use it, then we have to use it to retaliate. Well, now it's the same thing. And that's what Alan Dershowitz just said. Isn't it interesting that Wayne Root thinks exactly like liberal Democrat, civil rights crusader lawyer Alan Dershowitz? He said Democrats must not understand that they are going to cause a disaster because now whoever's in office can use tools like this to destroy the other person and make up any excuse. Listen, I understand that occasionally, a few times in the history of America, we've broken attorney-client privilege, and I'm sure it was always for, like, the biggest drug dealer and the biggest mafia don in the world, and I think that's wrong, too, by the way, because even they deserve to speak to their lawyer in a confidential fashion. However, it's never been used in the history of mankind for the little nonsense that it's being used for now, and once you open that door, I'm telling you, you will never close that door, and there's going to be government will use that as a bludgeon to destroy everyone that government doesn't like. And sometimes government will be conservative, sometimes government will be liberal, sometimes it won't be conservative or liberal, it'll just be the swamp, and people who fight government will never win again, because government is evil, government is huge, government has the ability to become Hitler and Stalin and people like that, and once you allow them to raid lawyers, and you can't defend yourself anymore, and your case falls apart, then America isn't America anymore. In any case, Sam Landis is the sponsor of this segment of the show, the Landis Tax Group. You call them at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, and you will get attorney-client privilege, theoretically, because I believe they'd only do something like this against a president of the United States that the entire D.C. swamp hates. They won't do it against you and me. They'll leave your lawyer alone. It's never been done for tax reasons ever before, but for Trump, they make the exception. Liberals don't care. They've lost their minds. They're obsessed. They're hateful. They're violent. They're angry, and don't forget Mueller, he's got penis envy. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, Sam Landis. That wasn't his statement, that's Wayne Root. But it is 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Landis Tax Group, if you got trouble with the IRS, questions, call him. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. We'll be right back. I'm getting in my suit. It's time for Newsmax TV. Hi, I'm Wayne
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.